This is Women's Health Month, and more than 26 million women in the United States have fibroids. Fibroids are benign growths typically in the uterus and reproductive organs, and fewer than half of the people diagnosed have even heard of them. In Missouri, state law since 2009 permits the health department to disseminate information about fibroids and treatment options. Dr. Jan Katznelson, founder of the nonprofit Fibroid Fighters, says fibroids should not limit anyone living life to its fullest potential. He adds, although many women can be symptom-free, about half will experience fibroid-related health concerns.
It's typically presented with this prolonged and heavy menstrual period, frequent urination, bloating, pain during intercourse, and very often with miscarriages. It's extremely common.
Fibroids are easily diagnosed with an ultrasound. Up to 70% of white women and over 80% of black women in the U.S. have uterine fibroids, making the condition more prevalent than high blood pressure and breast or ovarian cancer. Fibroid patient Mallory Bailey describes her symptoms.
I refused to have the hysterectomy, and I said, okay, well, I'll be 50 soon. I guess the menopause probably would stop it. In my case, it didn't. It got worse, still bleeding, and it went from, I started changing every 10 minutes for 5 days.
In past years, the primary treatment for fibroids was a hysterectomy. But Jacob White, an interventional radiologist at the USA Fibroid Center in New York City, says that is no longer the case.
You have to know your options. You have to make sure you do your own research, be your own advocate, and get second and third opinions to make sure you know all the treatment options available to you so you can make an informed decision. Otherwise, you may not learn about the minimally invasive treatment options like uterine fibroid embolization.
Even Congress has taken up the issue of fibroids with legislation in the House last year that would have boosted fibroid research and education. It had more than 80 co-sponsors, including Missouri Congressman Emanuel Cleaver, but the bill did not advance. For Public News Service, I'm Farah Siddiqui. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.